My name is Scott Haggerty. I'm calling the Legislative Committee to order for July 13th. First item is to confirm the quorum. The quorum's confirmed.
You have a quorum.
Item two is a consent calendar, but as we move the consent calendar, Randy, you have some very exciting news to tell us under the ledge history. I'll allow you to tell it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm worn down.
Mr. Chair.
This bill.
So AB 57 was signed today by the governor. AB 57, as you know, puts two additional seats on your commission, one from the city to be, one appointed by the mayor of the city of San Jose. That has to be either the mayor or a member of the city council, and the same with the city of Oakland. So in the many years I've had the privilege of being here, this subject of the board and its representation has been around. And this year we really got to it, and I think some folks down the city of San Jose, the mayor and others who really pressed the issue, one of your past colleagues, Ken Yeager as well, and each of you deserve a great deal of credit for getting this over the finish line.
Okay, with that, I'll look for a motion on the consent calendar.
So moved.
Thank you. Kinsey, Halstead, any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. Item three, state budget. Do we have to?
We can be really fast. High-speed rail passed, which was an important feature. It got out really with the minimal vote, 21 votes you have to get out of the Senate with. They got 21. That was probably a really important thing related, but not done at the same time. Past that, commissioners, I do want to be clear about one thing. There were some gymnastics done with the budget on the highway side that had the effect of taking funds away from local streets and roads and the STIP. However, on the public transit side, they have maintained the commitment to public transit for state transit assistance, about double what they need to do by the Constitution. So they are taking an action to fund public transit. If this vote does not happen in November, we can expect STA to be addressed at some point. I just cannot see how they won't do it. So I do think that we in transportation have a narrow stake in that election. I think there are larger issues at play.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on the state budget? Okay. Informational item, federal legislation, item 4A.
I'm going to hand this off to Rebecca Long, who did a great deal of research the last few days onto this. So, Rebecca.
Thank you, Randy. Rebecca Long, MTC staff. Good morning, everybody. At your place, you should have a grayish, long memo. I apologize that it's so long, but it is trying to summarize a 560-odd page bill that was remarkably and surprising to many passed at the end of June. The president has signed it. The bill is MAP 21. It's a two-year bill, so it takes us through federal fiscal year 2014. Generally speaking, I'd say it's staying the course on the funding level. It's a moderate increase of about 1.4% per year, so it's not quite keeping pace with inflation, but it's not the cuts that I think some of us feared and that would happen without transfers from the general fund to help keep the highway trust fund afloat in the absence of a gas tax increase. So generally good news in this difficult economic time. The memo highlights some of the key programmatic changes. I guess really briefly, I would say that following the recommendations of the National Commission, on which our executive director served, the bill does consolidate a lot of the programs. There were over 100 programs on the federal highway side, and the bill does a lot of consolidation. It also consolidates on the transit side, and generally we think that's a good thing. It increases flexibility of the core programs while making it more clear what the federal priority is. Areas of missed opportunity, kind of on highlighted on page two. We didn't see a metro mobility program. That was something we have championed for a long time, really trying to get more of the funding focused in the areas that suffer the most from traffic congestion and where those federal funds can do the most benefit in terms of the economy. That was not created, not surprising, given that there wasn't new money to play with. So any creation of a new program would come at the expense of an old program. But we did see, in a way, a retrenchment away from funding metro areas, and that is because the formula that required that surface transportation, STP, funding be distributed 62.5% to metro areas on the basis of population. That was lowered to just 50%. And in California, we're unique in that not only is that funding under safety required to be spent in those areas, but we have a sub-allocation law that followed federal law that said those funds will be programmed in those metro areas. So as you know, we control a fair amount of STP funding. So we are talking with our colleagues in other parts of the state about how to potentially address this in Sacramento. You know, there wouldn't be a conflict with federal law if the state were to say we're going to increase the share going to metro areas. We will give up some of our 50% to keep it as it was under safety in T21. So that's something we are going to be working on with our colleagues, and it would be something we'd want to address in August. Just a heads up on that, and we'll certainly keep you apprised of how that goes. There's a similar change that we may be seeking with respect to the Transportation Alternatives Program. That's a new program. It replaces the former Transportation Enhancement Program that was under threat. They didn't eliminate it altogether, but they created this new program that folds in safe routes to schools and recreational trails. There as well, the bill requires that 50% be distributed on the basis of population and 50% stay at the state level at the state's discretion. We are talking with our colleagues about potentially making a play at getting 100% of that funding, mainly because those type of projects that are funded are much smaller scale. It's really not, you know, the state's role, we would say, to be doing those local, you know, bike ped type of projects. I think regions through the sustainable community strategy and others are in a better position to kind of prioritize those types of projects. So that's another area where we may be able to increase our share of funding. And I guess with that segue, I'll say the reason that we're looking at this is that our overall funding for the region on the highway STP CMAQ side is lower than we had anticipated. So it's about 8% below what we programmed in the One Bay Area Grant Program. But if we were able to make some of these changes, that potentially we could, you know, have the same level or even higher than what we had forecast. And on the transit side, we are seeing better news. Generally, our estimates are right on target. In fact, slightly above what we received under safety. So there are some major formula changes, but basically we come out just fine. So they created a new state of good repair program, eliminated a very dated fixed guideway program. And so state of good repair is very similar to fixed guideway, really emphasizing rehab of rail, but also allowing some BRT projects to qualify. And they made some also some interesting changes in the New Starts program that allow improvements to existing rail to qualify. It's not strictly focused on expansion anymore. And so that's something that could be very useful for BART and other systems looking at increasing capacity through other means than just extensions. One other piece of unfinished business, they did not address the transit parking disparity that exists right now. Basically, you can get $120 more per month to pay for parking than you can for transit or vanpooling. So that's something we're going to try to work on later this year in maybe the tax extenders bill. With that, I'll just open it up to any questions and let you read the memo at your leisure.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the federal budget? I'm sorry, Commissioner LaCarle.
Thank you, Chair. Are there any unanticipated opportunities in all of this? Some pot of money that seems to be out there that I know that's optimistic. Thank
you. Look, I think there is. I think TIFIA is an example that was focused really on the mayor of Los Angeles, who started it with a different conversation. We had talked about infrastructure banks and state infrastructure banks and all of this and that. But there was a program that worked. It was called TIFIA. It's been significantly expanded. I think big urban areas where there's cash flow are going to benefit from programs like that as opposed to, let's say, smaller rural projects. So there was a big change, and that's the one that I think has the most new opportunity.
I would add one other item is the bill does authorize another Tiger-like program of $500 million for fiscal year 2013, but those funds are basically not real in the sense that Congress still needs to appropriate that funding from the general fund. So we don't know at this point whether that will actually come to materialize.
Commissioner?
Commissioner Green.
Yeah, I would agree, Scott, that the that TIFIA, especially in our own case, another further incentive to get our Measure B3 passed, because that's basically sextupling and octupling over the next 2 years. So that's a huge amount of money that, if we can get this passed, should be, I think we'd have almost first crack at that around our area.
Well, let's hope we can get it passed. Things look well. All right, anybody else? Randy, you want to talk a little bit about Bulger's report since we have a minute? Or
It's there for your reading.
Perusal?
I think one thing that's there that is significant is the Bay Area has done well on the Tiger program. Rebecca mentioned there's more of it. And the commission's priorities have done well as well. When you've taken an action to support an item, those actions have had a chance to get funded. The Port of Oakland got $15 million. There was recently a presser here. The City of San Francisco and the Mission Bay Area got a pretty good chunk as well. So while it's sweepstakes and we miss more than we hit, we are doing okay in that program. I think the other thing that matters is for the Port of Oakland is there's a big chunk of money at the state level that was allocated by the California Transportation Commission in the old Schwarzenegger Prop 1B freight program. That's at play that relates to that amount. So hopefully this is the first step toward a bigger program that really helps the Port of Oakland and helps the East Bay, which we think is really important.
All right. Anybody else? Well, no other business before this committee. We're adjourned. Thank you.